Thank you for spending another midweek moment with the Wisconsin Property Taxpayers. I'm Paul Roseski. Today is Wednesday, the 27th of November, 2024. Happy Wednesday to you. Let's get right into the theme of this week, which is to encourage gratitude since Thanksgiving is upon us. I decided to go this direction because when I'm looking at the calendar of Hallmark holidays, like I tend to do in preparing for the podcast, I'm constantly reminded that we're in this social media society of sarcasm and criticism and negativity. Case in point, Thursday is Thanksgiving, but people have also established Un-Thanksgiving Day. Friday is not only Black Friday, but it's also Buy Nothing Day and the Consumer is Wrong Day. Not everything needs to be counterbalanced with negativity, which is a good reminder not just for Thanksgiving, but also for the rest of the year, because the increase in positivity with get-togethers and gifts comes with the increased traffic and crowds and congestion, and throw weather into the mix, and it can quickly get frustrating and cause people to act in a way that's a counterbalance to the holidays. So, as always, please celebrate responsibly. And since we have a lot of ground to cover, let's get right to it and jump into some news together. Let's start with a quick one from the always popular You Can't Make This Stuff Up file. National Personal Space Day was started pre-COVID and recognized that people might have different comfort levels for interaction, regardless of what typically is considered socially acceptable. Okay, I do appreciate that. But what really got my attention was that the founder picked the peach as the symbol of the movement. The intention was that if someone is wearing a peach pin or something with that symbol or in the pattern, they would prefer no physical contact. The founder went all in on a peach logo for the organization, called it not just Give Space, but Give Space Peach LLC. You get the picture. Well, you probably also know that the peach, specifically the peach emoji, has pretty widely become known for symbolizing something different. It's unfortunately hilarious that it kind of related to the exact opposite of the no physical contact movement. That definitely got steamrolled. Seriously, you can't make this stuff up. In other actual news, here's an update for you on what state government is up to. They have begun the preparations for how our state is going to be part of the national 250th anniversary of the Declaration of Independence and Revolutionary War. In quality government fashion, there has been a commission established to organize the outreach and the promotion and the events throughout the state. Here's an example. Paul Revere's ride occurred overnight between April 18th and 19th, 1775, and next year will be its 250th anniversary, so each state house is being called on to display two lights to commemorate this event. Anyone can participate, from individual citizens to municipal buildings, commercial buildings, you name it. There isn't a specific kind of light or duration or location, so to make the decisions on what to do and how to promote this and all the other stuff, what does government do? Of course, they create a committee and fill it with a whole pile full of people so every possible group can feel like they are being heard in establishing what's going to happen for this big event. Even a simple decision when you have a group of 15 cooks in the kitchen, it's probably not going to be easy to get anything done, which is why they've been meeting every 3 months since the end of 2022. Anyway, if you want to hear the most government-sounding thing ever, here's its name. The Wisconsin Department of Veteran Affairs Education Committee of the Wisconsin Commission for the United States Semi-Quincentennial Commission. Let's just say, in spite of this just oozing the vibes of unbelievably dreary bureaucracy, I'm still optimistic about this whole deal being energizing and being a boost of positivity and goodwill and patriotism for our nation. In other news, I thought it was fitting with Thanksgiving upon us to talk about this headline. Medicare has announced that they intend to expand the Medicare Part D program to include anti-obesity medications like Wegovy and Ozempic to more people. Currently, it's available to folks with diabetes or cardiovascular disease, and according to one report, it would open it up to an estimated 3.4 million additional people, which I'm going to assume is the number of people that are morbidly obese and already in the plan but don't fall into those other categories. Anyway, and initially, I hoped that this would help people with other health-related disorders, help limit them, but I'm not sure that it will, because the Congressional Budget Office, the agency that provides the nonpartisan budget information to Congress, they just look at it in black and white, they estimated that this would cost the federal government, excuse me, the taxpayer, $35 billion. The Budget Office directly says that relative to the direct costs, it wouldn't really help alleviate strain on the healthcare system. The total savings would be small, less than $50 million in the first year, rising to $1 billion by 2034. So, best case scenario, we're looking at $8.5 billion in healthcare cost relief, long-term benefit, and $35 billion in cost. It's tough because I'm not without compassion for people that because of their weight are probably in constant pain and struggling to sleep and barely have any mobility or freedom. It's tough to comprehend what they're going through, and it's frustrating because chances are it's only going to give them a little bit of help. It's also frustrating because just in a general way, it's a problem of our own making, if you really think about it. Food is supposed to be hard. Ask a farmer. It's a lot of work to grow crops. And even with the advances in technology, it's a lot of effort to till and to plant and protect and fertilize and harvest. It takes time and effort. It used to be that successfully tracking and hunting and butchering took time and effort, and that's no longer the case. We could just go to the grocery store for basic materials like that, and now we've taken it a step further. You don't even need the farmer's grain. It's already refined and processed and turned into the end result. So the effort and the time of creation and things like baking, they no longer happen either. It's just grab a loaf of bread. How about what it would take to have butter? We're a society that has lost track of consumption because resources are plentiful and they're easy to come by, which leads to complacency and eventually entitlement. When the solutions to problems are not personally difficult, we take away the need to make hard decisions, which is a disservice. We're in a cycle of come up with easy solutions to avoid the consequences and struggles of problems of our own making, and a lot of time the consequences and the effort and the struggles are shifted to someone else. These cycles, like all cycles, are not easy to break, and life is full of choices and those cycle breaks, those hard moments when you have to do something other than just letting current continue to move you. Maybe this is one of the times where we have to pump the brakes and slow down. We need to start making hard decisions now so we don't have to make painful decisions later. Wow. See what I mean? I didn't even follow my own advice. I didn't even make it through the whole podcast before I went from Thanksgiving gratitude to a negativity counterweight with how that ended up. I'm sorry. Here, you know what? Let me make it up to you with a quote from George Washington, which is a quick bit of the full Thanksgiving Proclamation of 1789 and the reminder of what we gather for beyond football and stuffing. And I quote, Whereas it is the duty of all nations to acknowledge the providence of Almighty God, to obey His will, to be grateful for His benefits, and to humbly implore His protection and favor. And whereas both houses of Congress by their joint committee requested me to recommend to the people of the United States a day of public thanksgiving and prayer to be observed by acknowledging with grateful hearts the many signal favors of Almighty God, especially by affording them an opportunity peaceably to establish a form of government for their safety and happiness. Now, therefore, do I recommend and assign Thursday, the 26th day of November next, to be devoted by the people of these states to the service of that great and glorious being who is the beneficent author of all the good that was, that is, or that will be, that we may then all unite in rendering unto Him our sincere and humble thanks for His kind care and protection of the people of this country. Unquote. Have a great second half of your week, and as always, thanks for listening. Wisconsin Property Taxpayers Inc. is a nonpartisan membership organization consisting of thousands of small business, farm, and homeowner members in every overeating corner of the state. Founded in 1985, the organization is committed to providing its members with up-to-date information, legislative advocacy, and exclusive cost-saving benefits. Find out how to join at wptonline.org/join.